From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. People who care about the National Football League are watching closely for any clues about negotiations between players and owners. And the tea leaf reading is especially intense in such places as St. Joseph, Missouri, and Mankato, Minnesota. That's because they host lucrative NFL summer training camps. Some teams have already canceled their camps, and as Greg Eklund reports, with the NFL lockout dragging on, St. Joseph and Mankato fear that this is the year that their teams won't be coming to town.
It was just 1 year ago that the NCAA Division II softball championship was held on this softball field in St. Joseph, Missouri. It's now underwater, submerged by the flooding Missouri River. Last year, sports events were on a roll for St. Joseph. It was about to host Chiefs training camp for the first time, and the Chiefs are scheduled to return later this month. The flood this summer has forced tournaments on this softball field to be canceled. The last thing community leaders here want is the possibility of Chiefs training camp to be in jeopardy because of the lockout.
As a hotelier, I can say we need the revenue, so it would be fantastic if they would get this figured out.
That's Chris Boer, the general manager of a hotel within sight of the Chiefs' indoor training facility. She's also frank about her feelings toward the Chiefs.
As a fan, I can't even imagine, I can't even fathom not having football this fall. It's disheartening.
Missouri Western University economist Patrick McMurray says a summer without Chiefs training camp would make a significant dent in the economy here. His economic impact study showed visitors spent $1.2 million last year in St. Joe.
We had somebody at the Chiefs camp who lives several states away, and they said they're going to keep coming back. This is what they're going to do with their kids, is come back. And so there's a snowball effect. The results from the first one were enormously positive. You don't want to let the air out of that balloon.
Further north, the Minnesota Vikings have trained on the campus of Minnesota State University in Mankato since 1966. Jake's Pizza Stadium, across the street from the campus, has seen its share of fans and players through the years. Restaurant owner Wally Boyer says if the Vikings are a no-show, it would leave a considerable void here.
It would have an effect on our business, and not only that, but just the feeling around Mankato in general, that the Vikings come here every year, and it's a fun thing, and it brings a lot of people to town, and it means a lot for the whole community, really, and it does mean something for us, too, but it's huge for this area.
The Vikings have announced that if a labor agreement isn't reached by next Monday, the team will forego plans to train in Mankato this summer. It's crunch time across the country in towns like Latrobe, Pennsylvania, Anderson, Indiana, and Georgetown, Kentucky, where fans and officials are closely monitoring the NFL labor talks. They're waiting to see if their favorite team will show up to practice. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.